Language and cognition. Language and cognition, research and theories from cognitive psychology have become increasingly central in how we understand second language acquisition. Some have even compared language acquisition to computer capacity in how it integrates, retrieves, and draws from other areas. Cognitive and developmental psychologists argue that there is no need to hypothesize that humans have a language-specific module in their brain, or that acquisition and learning are distinct mental processes. Theories of learning have always confirmed that we process information gradually and in developmentally complex stages. Syntax for learners is spontaneously used in everything we know about the language at a given time. As noted, some linguists also conclude that while the innatist's perspective provides a plausible explanation for first language acquisition, something else is required for second language acquisition. Otherwise, it falls short of full success. Cognitive psychology sees language acquisition as something that draws upon the same processes as perception, memory, and categorization and generalization. The difference is the language and how the prior knowledge we bring to the learning table shapes perception of the new language. Proficient speakers choose words, pronounce them, and string them together with appropriate grammatical structure. Much of what speakers say is drawn from predictable patterns of language that are at least particularly formulaic. Fluent speakers do not create new sentences by choosing one word at a time. Rather, they string words together that typically occur together. This use of patterning applies not just to idiomatic expressions, but to most conversational language and written languages. Another aspect of automaticity in language processing is the retrieval of word meanings. When proficient listeners hear a familiar word for even a split second, they understand it. Such automatic responses do not use up the kind of resources needed to process new information. Thus, proficient language users can give full attention to the overall meaning of a text or conversation, whereas less proficient learners use more to process the meaning of individual words and the relationship between them. The lack of automatic access to meaning helps explain why second language readers need more time to understand text, even if they eventually do fully comprehend it. The information processing model suggests that there is a limit to the amount of focused activity we can engage in at one time. Language and the brain. Another area of work within the cognitive perspective is the brain. At our first and second language acquired and represented in the same areas of the brain, and is the input different from one another? Recent brain imaging studies have shown activation in different locations in both hemispheres of the brain during language processing, and it is true for the first and second languages. However, differences were observed depending on the learner's age and level of proficiency. For example, those who acquire a second language later in life are given a grammatical task to complete, and they showed activation in the same neutral areas activated for L1 processing, but also activated other areas of the brain. With younger learners, they showed activation in only the area for L1 processing. Other studies have measured the electrical activity in brain waves to explore differences in the language processing input. Some of this research shows that L2 proficiency increases and the brain activity looks more like L1 processing. There is also evidence that semantic processes are the first to look more like L1 processing patterns, followed by syntactic processes as proficient as the L2 increases.